We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, folks, the second hour of the show. Now, let me do this because in the break, I was talking about the ESPYs last night, and I said, man, I was watching that this morning, and I was thinking to myself, all this wealth in that audience, especially black wealth, that could be used to change the black community. And now a lot of them are doing a lot of good things. It's changing the black community and poor communities all across the country, which I applaud them with scholarships and other things. But, you know, building a basketball court is fantastic, but teaching the parents of those kids to be plumbers and electricians are even better because now the parents can afford to send them to college. The parents can afford to give them a better opportunity. And so somebody said, well, the grown folks got to want to do something for themselves. Let me tell you why we shouldn't fall into that trap. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever. We shouldn't fall into the trap of grown folks got to do something for themselves. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. All right. The average person who grows up impoverished, the average one, usually comes from a household that nobody went to college. Nobody has really seen the world. Nobody has really had an extensive experience with money. And so from the time that person is brought into this world, into that impoverished home, into that impoverished community, all that person has seen consistently is the world beat down the adults in their lives and even themselves. Furthermore, because they're in this impoverished community, they grow up going to a school that's an underperforming school. Thus, they're getting educated, but they're getting a basic education. They're not getting critical thinking. They're not getting analytical thinking. They're not getting a higher learning. They're getting a baseline so that they will not seem like they're illiterate. They're not getting a higher education. And so most of these people will then turn around, grow up, become young adults. They'll have kids with somebody who has the same education as they do, come from the same area that they do. And so they're grew up impoverished and staying impoverished, and they're getting beat down just like their parents did, meaning that the cops are harassing them, they're going to jail, child support, whatever it may be, they're getting beat down over and over and over and over again. After 20 years of being beat down, and that somebody's 35, 40 years old, maybe they just don't have a fight in them no more to want to do anything. They might not have the fight anymore to want to do anything. Because they've been fighting since they came out the womb. See, one of the things about poverty that nobody talks about, nobody talks about the mental fight that you have the whole time growing up in poverty. This is why you see most people, let me say this. You can line up 100 people from Chicago, 100 people from New York, 100 people from the LA area, whether it's Watts or Compton or wherever. And you can take these people from New York City, Chicago, and LA. It's going to be two things that these people have in common. Two things. Whether you grew up in New York, Chicago, LA, Detroit, Philly, they got the same thing. DC, same thing. The two things they're going to have in common is they either grew up in a very impoverished area of that city, or their family members grew up in that very impoverished area of the city. Now, they may have made it out to the middle class because mom and daddy got jobs making $30,000 a year, and in between the two of them, they're doing $70,000 a year, so they can move out of the most impoverished area. But mom and daddy come from that. That's going to be something that is consistent with all these people. All right? Let me tell you the other thing that's going to be consistent about all these people. If they make it out of that poverty, they have a confidence and a swag that you cannot even put a value on. Because they've already seen hell and they made it through it. So they have this confidence about them that you can't even, it's hard to understand if you ain't come from it. A lot of people think it's arrogance. They think that it's not arrogance. It's just, man, I done been through so much. It ain't nothing you gonna throw at me that's gonna knock me down. And they ain't even got to be famous. It's just, they can be just regular folk who went to school, got a degree, became a doctor, a lawyer, a principal, whatever. They have this confidence because they've been through it, man. They done seen some stuff the average person ain't seen. They done dealt with some stuff the average person ain't dealt with. And so because they've seen it and lived it and done it, when they get to a certain point, just like, man, I made it through that. I made it through that. So no matter what you throw at me, it might bump me off track. But I believe in myself so much, I'm going to get up. I'm going to fight because I done been to the bottom. And see, this is what I try to tell cats, even about Kanye. Kanye crazy because Kanye seen things, even though he didn't grow up in it, he saw it. If you take the average person from Chicago or who grew up in the suburbs around Chicago and was around what was happening in Chicago and they made it out of that, whew, man, look. Why you think everybody love Chance the Rapper? Chance the Rapper got this confidence. It's a confidence. Dwayne Wade. Why you think everybody love Dwayne Wade? He got this confidence. Because you made it out. You survived. Jay-Z, same way. New York. Right? Kendrick Lamar, same way. Dre, same way. So it becomes this... I can't really even explain it, man. I can't even explain it. But it's just, it's a confidence that you have because you made it. You made it out. It's like going to the depths of hell and then you get to walk out of there. And you look back and be like, I made it through that. Something different about me. And so when somebody's been beat down for 20, 30, 40 years, their whole life from the beginning, they've been categorized, they've been stereotyped, they've been beat down. A lot of times they just don't have it in them to fight no more. And so we think these folks just being lazy or they don't want to do nothing. Maybe they don't want to do nothing because every time they tried to do something, they was cut down. Maybe that was what happened. And so this is why I never say, well, grown folks got to want to do something, because I know plenty of grown folks who've been trying to do something their whole lives and they keep getting cut down. And it gets to a point where they don't want to do it no more. I mean, think about this. It's people walking around right now who they've been hurt so many times in relationships, they don't even want to do it no more. They don't even want to let nobody close to them no more because they've been through it so bad. That's the same thing with life. It's the exact same thing with life. When you go through it and you steadily going through it over and over and over and over again, you just get tired. You say, man, that's it. That's it. I don't want to try this no more. I'm not going to let nobody get close. Because if I let somebody get close, I'm going to be right back where I was. I ain't trying to be like that no more. Same thing when it comes to life. You try, you try, you try. Keep getting beat. Eventually you say, man, why am I even trying? We come back. We talk more about this. You're listening to the WB.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. Income Tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right. Let me talk about this today, too. About understanding that it's a difference between celebrity and activism. I don't think we understand that in the black community. It is a lot of people who you see on television, you hear on radio, who it's about the fame for them. It's not about activism. It's about the fame. It's not about changing anything for people as a whole. Because if it was about changing things for people as a whole, they would be talking about economics. They would be talking about fundraising for the community. They would be talking about other ways to create wealth in the community. But it's not about that. It's about them being famous, them having money, them having power. And the reason why it's about them, you're important because the more of you that go to their marches, that tune in, the more money they make. And see, my thing is this. All you got to do is pay attention. These folks will show you who they really are because they're trying to show themselves being seen as a celebrity. It's one thing to take a picture or a video of an event you're doing. It's another thing to try to look like you a celebrity. And so you got to understand there's a huge difference between celebrity and activism. Now, some people say, well, this is being selfish. No, it's not being selfish. Let me tell you why. The best example or analogy I can give you is this. You ever been working on a job and the job hires somebody black and you're black and this person don't have a clue of what the hell they doing, but they want to come in and seem like they know what they're doing so they look like they have some authority, some power. And usually the person that's like this is somebody who's never been in a position of authority before. So when they get this taste of authority, they lose their mind. They think they need to be, we need to be doing this, we need to be doing that. Instead of understanding, well, let me see who really knows what's going on here and let me work with them as a team player. Because they know what's going on. I'm new. They're not. This happens every day all around the world, where people will come into positions of authority. It's the first time they ever had some authority, and they lose their damn mind. It's the same thing for cops. You have a lot of cops who were bullied as kids, who were the ones who was getting their lunch money taken. They started working out. They joined the military. They come home. They cops. Now they got a badge and a gun. Now they super tough. Been soft as a marshmallow their whole life. Now they gangster. This is the same thing that happens to these people who want to be famous. They get up there, they get a little fame, they get big headed, then they think they're a celebrity. They think they're a celebrity. They think they're somebody. It's not that they're selfish. It's just they've never had it before. They probably wasn't popular as a kid growing up. And now all of a sudden they got popularity. It's just like, I tell my sisters this all the time, right? And I'm saying this as a man. And this is real talk. And ladies, I'm going to tell you this. This is something that you really need to understand about every man. I don't care what ethnicity he is. Let me tell you something about a man. If you are with a man who's never been wanted by multiple women, who don't have women throwing themselves at this man or wanting to get with this man or offering sex with this man, let me tell you, if this man becomes somebody important, or this man gets some money and can change his look, or this man gets into any position of power and women start throwing it at him, he's going to take it right away. You know why he's going to take it right away? He's never had that before. Never. If the guy's been popular all his life and women been coming at him all his life, at a certain age, sex ain't even important to the guy. Because he's like, man, I done had all the sex I think I could want. It ain't even important to me. It ain't even important. A woman can tell, I want to have sex with you. You can do, it ain't even got to be nothing serious. That ain't going to make me jump. You know why it ain't going to make me jump? Because my whole life, women been attracted to me. I ain't never had, if I ever wanted to be with somebody, I ain't never had to wait long to find a girlfriend. Ever. And the crazy thing about me is because I've always been so smart, I had women that was grown when I'm 16. I got 30-year-old women wanting to be with me. Not because I was just this off-the-chart handsome dude, but it was because when I opened my mouth, oh, my God, this, what are you, what, how you know all this? You have to understand, ladies, let me just say this to you, because every man is ego-driven. Every man has an ego. I don't care how smart, I don't care how ugly, I don't care how fat, I don't care how skinny or muscular. Every dude has an ego. Every dude. And so if that ego has never been tapped into and now all of a sudden it's getting tapped into and you were there from the beginning, guess what's going to happen? He's going to slip. And he can genuinely love you. He's going to slip because he's never experienced before. He's never had that happen to him before. And I'm trying to give you this game, ladies, so you understand when you could tell your daughters, your granddaughters, your nieces, your cousins, your girlfriends. So when your girlfriend is dating that dude who is kind of quiet and kind of shy and unassuming, and then that dude, she start getting his hair done a certain way, dressing him a certain way. Look, I tell you two quick stories, this real stories. One of my boys I grew up with, let's just call him Daddy O. Daddy O was a nerd. He was cool, but he was a nerd. He started dating this girl named Nyjah. Nyjah changed Daddy O's whole experience. How he dressed, how he wore his hair, everything. All of a sudden, all the other girls started paying attention to him. Know what happened to Nyjah? Nyjah was gone. Daddy O had never experienced it before. My boy Don, same thing. Had the same girlfriend all through high school, all through college. Nobody's paying attention to Don. He got out, got a job. Started getting his hair cut, got a nice car, got some nice clothes. Women started throwing themselves at him. His girl who helped him go to college, she helped pay for him. She graduated and got a job and helped pay for him finish college. He dumped her. Man, look, I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. You're listening to the WB.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise.
Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, 919-410-7735. So I broke down why this isn't selfish for people who want to be celebrity. You know, they get a taste of that power, that fame. They get big-headed. And if they've been somebody who been goofy all their life, and some of these dudes is straight goofies. I mean, you just look at their videos and be like, you've been a goofy your whole life. But you'd be this grown doing this tells me all I need to know about you. You a goofy. You've been a goofy. You always will be a goofy. And if you ain't a goofy, you probably got some sugar in your pants because the way you act. It's comical to me. It really is. So I understand why they want to be in the spotlight and famous. I understand that. I do. I get it. I completely get it. I wouldn't call it selfishness. I would just call it the fact that they've been goofies their whole life. So I get it. I understand it. Now, with that being said, it is important that we take control of the narrative, that we take control of the agenda, that the 99% come together. Look, we're not going to agree on everything. That's okay. That's okay. If we don't agree on everything, that's fine. But if we can change something and make money for each other and make it better for each other, isn't that what we should be trying to do? Isn't that what we should be trying to do? We should be trying to help each other, build with each other, understand that collectively we are the majority as the 99%ers. 1%, I'm going to repeat this, 1% makes 22% of all the income in this nation. The other 78% is spread over 300-something million people. I don't know about y'all, but logically, that don't make sense to me either, does it? I talked earlier about if everything is still the same, why are we still voting the same? Well, why are we letting the 1% control everything if they're taking 22% of the wealth? I mean, we should be saying, look, even if we disagree with each other on everything, the one thing we all should agree on is that they getting 22% and we got to split 78%. Does that make sense to y'all? I mean, does that make logical sense to anybody? We can disagree on religion. We can disagree about race. We can disagree about economics even. But logically speaking, do you think it's fair that 1% of the nation makes 22% of the income and everybody else has to split 78%? That's, when you really think about that, that's mind-blowing. And I don't care where you live. I don't care what ethnicity you are. That is something that everybody says, whoa, wait a minute. What the hell is going on? We need to be like, whoa, that's an issue we need to come together on. That's the issue that we need to say, whoa, wait a minute. The dude who won the Pat Tillman Award last night on the ESPYs, I thought he gave the best speech I've ever heard at a sporting event. And in his speech, he talked about how if the country would come together the way we come together after a catastrophe, this country would be such a better place. He said, because when something bad happens, you cross the proverbial railroad track and you don't see religion. You don't see color. You don't see class. What you see is another person who needs help. And what's funny about this, he didn't put this in a speech, but as he was saying it, what he was basically saying is that when something bad happens, the humanitarian in all of us kicks in. And what we fail to realize is that it is something bad happening every day, y'all. The fact that 1% is getting 22% of all the income, that's something bad happened. And the humanitarian part of us needs to kick in and say, wait, what about us? What about us? And see, this is the part that we need to understand. It's a business. This is why I'm going to keep talking to y'all about business, because it is a business. And it's bad business for the other 99% to say, we good with 78%. And the 1% can have the other 22%. I mean, when you really think about it, we're not even averaging 1%. A person. Because if we got 99% and it's 78%, we got a split. We don't even average 1% of the total income in this country. A person. We have to understand, and this is the part that we got to be smart about, all right? We got to put things in compartments now. Racism is here. It's not going nowhere. Put it in a compartment. Let's work with people who want to change what's going on, even if we disagree about other things. We got to put that to the side for a second. Trump, he's here. You can like him or love him. Don't matter. Put it in a compartment. Let's not worry about him right now. Let's worry about what we can do to take control of our local and federal elections so that we got people up there pushing our agendas. Because if they pushing our agendas, even if he's in office, that's what checks and balances is all about, y'all. You realize that? You realize that, right? No, it's not more than 22%. I actually did the research this morning. And the only other time that the 1% got more than 20% of the total income in this nation was in 1928. They had 23.6%. Now, the disparity gap in America right now is 23%. The total income is 22%. So it's not more than 22%. It's more as far as the disparity gap. But I'm talking about the hard line number, the income itself. That's at 22%. I just did that. I actually did that right before I got on the air. That's why I know it so clearly. I mean, one of the things that we have to understand is that if we can make the agenda, we make the conversation. If we make the conversation, we control the narrative. If we control the narrative, we control the story. Don't y'all understand that? This is what the 1% has been doing since the inception of this country. They've controlled the narrative, so they've controlled the story. So much so that the 1% has convinced poor people to fight for them. We, the poor people in this country, are fighting for the 1%. Even when it comes down politically, right? Politically, when you think about this nation, the poor people are the ones fighting. I hate Trump. I hate Obama. It's the poor folks who are yelling that stuff. We come back. I'm going to show y'all something that y'all ain't never, probably never thought about before. I'm going to show you how, if you look at the political atmosphere right now, it ain't nothing but an episode of The Power. You got Tommy. You got Ghost. You got Dre. You got Kanan. You got Reek. I'm going to show you all these players when we come back. Listen to WB.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weathertight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
In the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who's watched the show, everybody who's listened to the show. Tell your friends and family members about the show. If you're on YouTube, please share. Hit the share, hit the like button, please, please, please. Greatly appreciate it. Let me show you how the White House is really like the episode of the power, right? So Trump would be Tommy, right? Trump would be Tommy. He think he's smart, but he crazy. Loose cannon. Want the limelight. Putin would be Jimenez. Jimenez is the connect who's running everything, who's threatening to kill everybody. Smart. Low key. That's who Jimenez would be. He would be Putin. Pence would be Ghost. Why Ghost? Because Ghost's character from the beginning was he the low-key one. Nobody knows who he is. That's why he's called Ghost. Do y'all really know who Pence is? Ghost pushed Tommy out to the forefront. Tommy's the one taking the heat. Tommy's the one everybody knows. That's the killer and the criminal. People don't know Ghost out here stabbing people and killing people. Keep the eyes on Tommy, not Ghost. That's what Pence is. Pence is behind the scenes doing all kind of deal, even to the point where, you know, y'all do realize the only reason Trump came out with that would and wouldn't is because of Pence. Pence and Pompeo, when he got back, was like, look, you need to say this because you need to fix this. Pence is making moves that y'all don't even realize Pence is making moves about. All right? Pence is Ghost. I'm telling you. Jeff Sessions is Dre. You know, Dre want power so bad, he willing to do anything. Anything. Because he want to be the man. That's Jeff Sessions. He take all the criticism, all the heat that Trump throw at him. He want to be part of it so bad, he willing to do it. That's the way Dre was with Tommy. You remember that? Y'all remember that? I'm telling you. Mitch McConnell up there like Kanan. Right? Acting like he's for Trump and Pence, but secretly he don't really like Trump, but he's playing the role because he needs to get in the position to get into that money game with Trump. And the money game for him is the Republicans being able to put on the Supreme Court who they want through the Federalist Society and all the other legislations that they got going through. So he playing the role like Kenan playing. Kenan whole thing is he helping them because he want to take over what they got. He want to get in the position. He want to make some money. This is what Mitch McConnell's doing, right? Paul Ryan, you know who he is, right? He Tariq. Let's think about it. Tariq then caused all this havoc, got his sister killed. Now he about to run away and go to school somewhere up in the suburbs where nobody gonna see him, right? This is exactly what Paul Ryan did. He caused all this chaos under Obama. He did everything with Tommy, a.k.a. Trump. Now he about to leave office. Oh, I'm about to get out of here. I'm done. Let me go away and make my money. Look, I'm looking at it last night like, this is the power, man. I can write a whole show about them being the power. Melania is Tasha, except she's not with Ghost. She with Tommy in this episode or in this show. And if y'all think she's not gangster enough to be Tasha, all you gotta do is look at the way she be smacking Trump's hand, how she be looking at him like she wanna kill him. I mean, quiet as kept, she might be working for Putin, y'all. She might be Putin's main thing, a little squeeze thing or something, quiet as kept. Because the way she be looking at Trump, boy, she cutting him open with her eyes. I mean, hey, look, I'm just telling you. Kellyanne Conway, that's Angela. She willing to do anything to protect Ghost. Even though she can't be with Ghost, that's Kellyanne, but it's with Tommy in this one. I'm just showing y'all. I'm showing you how all these pieces fit in, right? All these pieces fit in. Omarosa, she Lala. That's who she would be. Lala's I don't know Lala's name on there. I forget her name. But she would be Lala. She the good friend, want Tommy, but don't want Tommy. I'm just showing y'all how all this fitting in together. I can make a whole show out of the White House fitting in with the power. Man, look, I bet y'all if y'all get on Twitter and show people this, me saying this, I bet you people be like, oh my God, he's right. See, y'all be thinking I'm crazy, but it all fits in together. Y'all know that, right? You know who Mueller is, right? Mueller is the FBI agents that work for Angela. He works for the administration, but he's trying to take out the administration, just like FBI is trying to take out Angela, the people who work with her. I mean, really think about this. I mean, this all fits in together, right? Y'all, it fits in together. It makes perfect sense. Man, look, I'm just trying to show y'all how everybody fits into these pieces of the puzzle and how they all are connected. And you look at it and you be like, man, look, this ain't nothing but the power. I'm watching the power in the White House unfold. That's what I'm doing. I am literally watching the power. You know who Sarah Huckabee Sanders is? I tell you who she is. You remember the girl Tommy had to kill? That's who Sarah is. That's who Sarah is. She loved Tommy, but she know Tommy wrong. Sarah loved the president, but she know the president wrong. She Holly. That's right. She Holly. Holly, what's wrong, Holly? Come on, Holly. Yo, Keish. Yo, Tosh. Man, I can put the whole show together. I told y'all who Mitch McConnell was. He's Canaan. All right, look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. You may not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. Not trying to push religion on you. I don't even claim religion. It's just the greatest love I know. So I'm telling you, I love you with that love. I claim spirituality. I know the letter J didn't exist when he walked, so you ain't got to at me. But I just tell you I love you with that love because it is the greatest love I know. God willing, same truth by the time, same truth by the channels tomorrow. Please share. Please tell your friends about the show. Talk to you guys tomorrow. You listen to WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,